views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, October 14th, 2014, 99, since being in the YNTS studio, currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded 24/7 on iTunes, Podomatic, Spreaker, and Blog Talk Radio in 2015. More info, www.yoandrewnts.com. Toll free, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Email yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Tweet me at AndrewTweetGL, facebook.com/yoandrewnts. Don't be left behind. Midterm elections are coming up. Figured out where they want to be for Halloween yet? I'm wondering. Who's everyone going to be? I don't know what I'm doing. I really don't. Plans are up in the air. Who knows where I'm going? Who knows what I'm going to be? I don't want to wait last minute. Yet it's going to happen. I'm going to end up being, I don't know, a politician. Imagine. I'll be the president. I'll be a congressman. Why not? It's the perfect time. It's the perfect time to be a congressman. It's the perfect time to be a president. It's election season. You go around. You get candy. You also could spread the reasons why you should vote for them. And what's really important is because not that many people know about it. Think about it. Who knows about the midterm election? Do you? You? Out there? Are you listening? Do you know it? Howard Forrest, my phone screener. My father's always spectating. Teddy Giordano. And 99 times, I'm your host, Joe Andrew. Welcome to the program. Do you know? Yeah. Do you know? Yeah. Do you know? Yeah, what? Yeah, what? Midterm elections. Some of you are looking at me. And I know, but it's okay, because some of our audience members does know, and some of you don't. That's why we're all together, right? We're here to teach each other. Midterm elections is 2 years before the presidential election. It's also a time where Congress, the power of Congress in the House and the Senate could change, and it could affect the policies and the power of the president his last 2 years, or for some, his last 2 years in the first term. That's what the midterm election is. You can take the midterm election and you could spin it around all you want. See, what I like about this show is we take things and we just give it out with some truth. Midterm elections. You spit it out. What is it? It's an election. And when you go and you hear about it, what do you hear? Why you should vote for this person, why you should vote for that person. Yet no one understands the importance of it. But we're not going to get into the importance. Who should I vote for, Yo Andrew? I'm not getting into that either. What issues are they talking about? Don't care. Now, why am I saying this? Because we need to go all the way back. Many people come out and say that people don't care about the midterm elections. They don't care about it. It's not important. You're going to see many voters come out. You're going to see many voters not come out, especially the young demographic. You're going to see a little bit of back and forth. What we're going to do is be very basic. We here are going to give you five facts about the midterm election. Now, we're not giving you this midterm election. In general, we're going to talk about five facts. In general, what is it? Why is it there? That's all. A lot of us don't understand midterm elections, so they don't understand the importance of it. By going to someone and telling who they should vote for, and we need to take our party back, and the whole nine yards, what's that going to prove? Nothing. Because at the end of the day, the same people are going to complain about Congress because you told them to vote for them. Even though if they understood what the midterm elections are, they might be able to take what they learn from understanding it and actually seeing the importance of it. You know what I'm saying? Now, I, for one, was like many people. I don't know what the midterm elections was. I thought it was an opportunity to take this one out and put this one in, not realizing the importance of it, or even realizing what it was. What is one fact about midterm elections? The president is not running. The president is not running for election. The president has nothing to do with the midterm election. Yeah, he might campaign for his fellow candidates. He might campaign for the constituents in his party. He might campaign for those who agree with his policies and want his policies to pass and be used by businesses and the American people. The president, though, has no influence in this election. He's not on a ballot. He's not giving any money away. He's not, no. That's one fact. The president has nothing to do with it. Second fact. Congress. Congress, many congressmen are running for election. That's a second fact. Many are. It's a fact. And they're running on different issues. They're running in your state. It's important. It's important because we see on Gallup poll and we see in many other local polls how the American people have disliked Congress, disliked the actions they have come about. Oh, yeah. You see it. Yet we on this program always state it's our fault. I've stated on this program, it's our fault because we are the ones that put them in the seat they sit in. We're the ones. Yeah, maybe Congress a lot of money. But at the end of the day, you're voting. At the end of the day, you're the one that gives the blue or gives the red, whatever color, whatever party. You're the one. And that's a second fact. It's all about Congress. It's all about, yeah, there's going to be other laws that might be up for passing. There might be small positions. Yeah, maybe you're like here in New York State, Governor Cuomo, he's running for re-election. So there are a few. But midterm elections, fact, it's all about Congress. That's what the news is looking at, the president's looking at. It's all about Congress. Third thing. Midterm elections will always be in the middle of a presidential term. Will always. It'll never change. No one can come and say this is not going to happen no more. No. It's always going to be in the middle. You can't forget it. When you see the 2 years of a president up, if it's the first term, if it's the second term, if they're lucky enough to get a third, probably never happen, you'll see the midterm elections is there. So you know. So let's go through the first three facts. First fact, the president has nothing to do with midterm elections. Second, the midterm election is really, the attention is on Congress, and you now have an opportunity to actually change the men and women who sit in the seats that you have been disagreeing with since the beginning of time, according to many polls and many of you speaking to me on a daily basis. And the third fact, it's always going to land straight down flat in the middle. So what's a fourth and a fifth fact about the midterm election? We already got three. We're on a roll. We're doing good. What else about the midterm election? We spoke about people. We spoke about party. We spoke about days. What is another good one that really brings the midterm elections out in the open? And we're not talking about the midterm election coming up. We're not doing that. We're talking about midterm elections in general. What else? The midterm election, everyone can vote. It's like any other election. There's nothing different about this election. I understand many people go see midterm and they think, oh, am I qualified to vote for this one? I'm not trying to make people out there look stupid. That's not my, that is not where I'm going with this. And the reason why I have to come out and say this throughout the whole program is because many of you probably will be like shouting at me. Well, that's not true. Many people look at midterm election and say, well, am I even qualified for this? Yeah, of course you are. You're over 18? Perfect. Are you have you registered to vote yet? Perfect. You can vote. That's a fourth fact. Everyone can vote if you are registered to and if you're over the legal age of 18. You're able to go into the booth. You're able to go on the television screen. However the heck you want to go about it, you're able to vote like everyone else. That was our fourth fact. The first fact, it's not a presidential election. The second fact, it's always about Congress. The third fact, it will always be in the middle of a presidential term no matter what. And the fourth fact, everyone can come out and vote. So those young voters who are in that low 10-11% range, come on, vote. It's your chance to make a change. Your chance to come out and give the arguments you want. Come out, make a change. How about a fifth fact? Fifth fact, one more fact. One more fact about the midterm elections. Well, let's think about it. You know, we already took our four. I think they're pretty good. I think they're out there. Right? You have 435 seats in Congress, including the House and including the Senate. Federal offices that are up for election during the midterm elections. What? 33, 34 of 100 seats in the Senate. You know what's a fun fact? Every single seat in the House of Representatives are up for re-election. That's why it's all about Congress. That's not a fact, though. What's a fact? Is it a fact that there are very low turnouts? A fact? Only 40% of those who are eligible to vote actually go out for the midterm elections? It's not a fact? Of course not. It can be easily disputed. What's a simple fact? A simple fact that can give us Here we go. The simple fact, the fifth fact of the midterm elections is you can make a change. You, for the first time, have the right to make a difference. It's not an opinion. It is easily a fact. You can easily be over 18. You can easily walk to the poll. You can easily push the knob. You can easily make a difference. You are the ones that could put a brand new congressman into office and be able to create a brand new law that could put your business into business. Put your business, on the chain. It's not an opinion. It's not a theory. It's not an idea. It's a fact. There is no dispute. There's no disputing over it. The first fact, the president has nothing to do with the midterm election. The second fact, it revolves all around Congress. The third fact, it will always land in the middle. It will never go anywhere. The fourth fact. Crap. I have a fourth fact and now I don't know what it is. See, even I'm losing my mind a little bit. First fact was the president. Second fact was Congress being important. Third fact was always going to end around the middle. Fourth fact, yes, the fourth fact, midterm election. The midterm election, oh my God, are we going to be recording here? Well, the fifth fact is you have the right to change, you have the right to vote. And the fourth fact, I went blank. Fourth fact was, and I had it here, it was what? That it will never change. It will always be in the middle. No, that's the third fact. When I get all my facts down and straightened out, want your calls. Are you voting? Are you one of those that you think you can make a difference? It's the fifth fact. It's up to you. Don't get behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to share an interesting story about Galeo's dressings and marinades. I recently had some work done at my local dentist, and I thought I would give him a treat by bringing in fresh veggies, and I thought, what could they possibly dip it in? So what I did was I brought the only thing that I know how to bring as one of my favorite Galeo's dressings. I brought them, the Dijonais. And so what happened was monumental. Everyone in the office finished the tray before my dentist could actually get to it. And they are still talking about it weeks later. To find out more about these gluten-free, GMO-free, low-sugar, low-fat, amazing dressings and marinades, go to galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com. Make sure you add this to your fall pantry or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. Remember, shipping is free.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
The road to 100 has begun.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
When life brings you down,
this isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got.
Let Yo Andrew cheer you up.
So if you're just joining us, we are speaking about the five facts of the midterm election. And we're not talking about facts of this one. Republicans might take over Congress and the president has become unpopular. I'm giving you five basic all-around facts of the midterm election. That's my intention. And we have our five facts. The first fact, the president has nothing to do with the midterm elections. He's not running for anything. He might be able to help out his friends, but it has nothing to do with it. Second fact, it's all about Congress. It's all about the House. It's all about the Senate. The third fact, it will never change. The midterm elections will always be in the middle of a presidential first or second term. The fourth fact, everyone has the right to vote. The same way you can vote on every year. If you're over 18, if you're a registered voter in your area, you have the right to. And the fifth fact, you actually have the chance to make a difference. Because Congress is the one that makes the laws. Congress is the ones that proposes laws. Congress is the one that writes the bills. Congress is the one that sends over the president. And then the president has the right to send it back or sign it. Every time you come and you complain and you whine and you comment and you criticize and you contradict about Congress, you never realize that this is the election where you can make a difference. When I come out behind this microphone and I blame the American people for why Congress is so poor, because you're the ones that voted them in the first place, yet when you see such a low turnout through the midterm election, well, there you go. People don't know about it, so I just gave it to you. Five facts. Five wonderful facts. Will that persuade you to vote? Probably not. At least you have a better understanding of it, because you probably hear it time to time on midterm elections. What's that? Well, it's important. And I advise you to go out and vote. Understand your vote. It's very important. And I say this not as a parent. No. I'm saying it because it's true. Don't go on and vote for the R's and the D's, please. Well, you know, I'm a Democrat because I get this salary. So no. You vote for the guy because you know him. Now, believe me, I've been there. And I'm still there. You go, you think you researched everything. And when you get to the piece of paper or to the or to the TV screens they got now, you're sitting there going, who the heck is this guy? Wait a minute. I have 3 minutes to figure out if I want to pass this law? Do you hate those? I hate those. I love how we're able to vote on certain rules. Should we be able to place this into this area? Should we allow this action to be legal? That's great. But when you only give me 3 minutes to decide, well, that's not going to help. I don't have time to Google. I don't have time to call my three lifelines. It's like who wants to be a millionaire? You're sitting there in the chair, got all the blinging lights in your face. It's you in the screen. You start sweating. Your palms start shaking. I'm there. I get a little nervous. It's not easy. And when you try to even research, you can't find it. I wish there was a like page or a social network. Someone could come out and hear all your candidates in your area and everything that's going to be happening during the midterm election. Because I feel the midterm election is more important than the presidential. I do. You could pick the worst president on earth. And if you pick a good Congress, believe me, the Congress will shape up the president or bring this poor president out the door. Because Congress will have the power to do so. Do you understand how much power Congress truly has? Do you realize how powerful Congress with a pen truly has? Believe me, being the president has its perks. You get the FBI, you get Jean Guzin, and your kids go to the greatest schools on earth. That sounds all dandy. But I wish my father was my parents were congressmen and congresswomen. How much power they would get. I promise you, this radio show right here, it will be on 10 different stations. Why? Because daddy and mommy paid loads of advertisements on the station to promote their campaign. It works out in my favor. Does anyone realize how important this is? Not to one party, but just you being an American. You being able to go out and vote. It is so important. Yet, you see a low turnout. You'll see a good percentage. But it's amazing. Oh, sorry. It's amazing how when the results come out and if we look at this midterm election, if the Republicans end up coming out tall, being able to control the majority of Congress, because as of right now, the Republicans have a very good shot. Of the 36 seats up for re-election, Democrats control 21 of them. Republicans only control 15. So Republicans have many more opportunities to win seats than the Democrats do. Remember, 36 seats up for re-election in the Senate. And in the House, all of them. That's what it comes down to. Every House member is running for re-election. That's kind of like their term limit. You just whack them, you can get them away. So if you look at that, we'll probably have a chance to win. Why do you want that? Why are we going to vote for Republicans for? I'm sorry. Why? Why would you vote for Democrats? Let's look at it this way. People, many Americans don't like the Republican Party right now. They're behind. They're stopping what the president's doing. They favor the rich. That's a cliche comment. Oh, my God. Yet, when I talk about cliche no more. On and on and on and on and on. When you look at the midterm elections. The second the elections end, the second it ends, it's over. Everyone's going to go crazy. The Republicans are taking over the Congress. The Republicans are horrible. The Republicans are not working with our president. So did you vote for the midterm elections? No. Well, there you go. There you go. You didn't vote. That's what everyone should do. If you're ever in a debate and they're speaking about Congress, ask them this simple question. Did you vote during the midterm elections? I don't care who you voted for. Because you actually coming out and voting actually helps. Because not many people do. So you're one of the selective few. Did you vote for the midterm elections? What's that? No. Did you vote for the midterm elections? Yes or no? And if they say no, then your conversation is now over. Your argument is irrelevant. Why can you say that? I have the right. You don't have the right. Because you chose not to do the right thing. You have the right to go and change what you've been debating about for 2 years. Many Democrats have concern how the math adds up. But you already know that the reason even though the Republicans have a good shot because of seats, you know there's going to be more Republicans coming out than the Democrats. But it's amazing that we look at the midterm elections and we see how many are predicting how the Republicans and Democrats are going to win because of the number of seats. But if we actually had more active voters and we had a media and an education system and a little bit of more of me who can give the basic five facts, and those facts are, again, the president's not included, the midterm elections is all around Congress, midterms will never change, you will always have the right to vote for it, everyone can vote as long as you're registered, and you have the chance to make a change, maybe we would be looking at this in this way. Seats meets. If you have enough voters coming out and actually putting smart Democrats and smart Republicans in who can work together, who can create laws, who can work with the president, and who the president could work with them because he'll actually agree with them because they hopefully have common sense legislation. Imagine the difference you would see in this country. You can't live with them, join them. No, if you can't live with them, change them. That's the motto. If you can't live with them, get rid of them. If you can't live with them, change them. That's the motto you need to walk with in the midterm election. If you can't live with them, change them. Because you have the right to. As an American voter, if you're a man, if you're a woman, if you're white, if you're black, if you're Arab, if you're Chinese, if you're Spanish, if you're Vietnamese, if you're Greek, if you're Irish, if you're Italian, if you're a Jew, if you're Scottish, I don't care. As long as you're a legal citizen, you're over 18, and you are registered to vote in your area, you have the right to actually make a difference. When you see people come out and they're right, well, why is the presidential election so important? They go by the electoral votes. And again, the bigger your state, the more votes you get. Why, my vote doesn't count. Well, did you know that the midterm election counts? So even if you don't choose the president per se, you actually have the right to choose smart congressmen who can actually put out common sense legislation. And if this president is so bad, maybe they'll actually help your argument of why you should vote for the president, not congressmen in states who have electoral votes to give out, because you will prove to government that you're paying attention, you're being rightfully informed, you're choosing to be informed, you understood the five facts Joe Andrew gave you, and you're able to go out and vote. It's that simple. I'm not a teacher. I'm a radio host. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to tell you my opinion. Everything I'm telling you right now, you don't have to do. I'm telling you why you should. I'm helping you go about understanding it. So when you make the choice, I hope it's a good one. I'm not going to tell you to go vote for this Republican or you should go and vote. No. That's not, I have no right to. But you do. It's your choice. I'm just a radio host. I'm not a teacher. I'm not a mom and a dad who's going to throw the finger at you. You're not going out to that young lady. That's not my role. I'm just going to give you my opinion. Hopefully you'll take it or leave it. I'm not going to do the whole, well, it's not my career. It's not my life. Oh, please. You can just give them a opinion, a few examples, and let them make the choice. And you would believe with what you have told them, they're going to make a good choice. If it's leaving the house and moving on in their life and starting a family, to going to the boots, going to the polls in almost 2 weeks today, 2 weeks today, and being able to vote. Midterm election. It's that simple. I hope many of you understand that the midterm elections is a lot of fun. You have the right to vote, make a change, make a difference. Go on your local newspapers. Go on online, use it as a tool. See who's running in your state. Who's running in Congress that you are able to vote for? And if you like either of them, share it. Share it. And then maybe in a few months find someone that might be able to. That's a good idea. That'd be a good school project. See, maybe I should have been a teacher. But I decided to stay behind the mic instead. I think it's doing good for me. Sound clip of wisdom up next. We have a really good one. Don't be left behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to share an interesting story about Galeo's dressings and marinades. I recently had some work done at my local dentist, and I thought I would give him a treat by bringing in fresh veggies, and I thought, what could they possibly dip it in? So what I did was I brought the only thing that I know how to bring as one of my favorite Galeo's dressings. I brought them, the Dijonnais. And so what happened was monumental. Everyone in the office finished the tray before my dentist could actually get to it. And they are still talking about it weeks later. To find out more about these gluten-free, GMO-free, low-sugar, low-fat, amazing dressings and marinades, go to GaleosCafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com. Make sure you add this to your fall pantry or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. Remember, shipping is free.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
You want to educate women to where they can get the source of correct information. And that was really one of the things that started me out with the foundation to start with, was to dispel bad information.
Exercise, diet is one of the key factors. A breast self-exam, we teach that. We teach how to do it correctly. We teach when to do it.
Help Virginia Maurer and the Maurer Foundation and the O'Angel News Talk Show when we come together to reach over $1,000 this month for breast cancer education and breast cancer awareness. We, the O'Angel News Talk Show, have already donated. When will you donate?
Don't be surprised.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's just what we do.
It is time for the sound clip of wisdom, the sound clip we play to end off the program. It once was a place where you're able to make a statement, a message. You can take that message with you, and it's become more of a off-air segment, if you might say it that way. Here's a conversation you can have. You can have a conversation with anyone, mom, dad, brother, sister. Hey, you're waking up at 12:30 in the morning having some cereal. Bring on someone with you. Talk about what we are going to talk about. And sometimes it's about issues, but many times it's really about life lessons and reminding ourselves what we could be doing and what we couldn't and what we shouldn't be doing. And this sound clip of wisdom comes from a movie I just actually watched on Netflix, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with Steve Martin. And John Candy, also Layla Robbins is in it too. And John Hughes wrote it. It came out in 1987. It's about a young man who is traveling home for Thanksgiving. It's more of a Thanksgiving flick. And my coworker told me about it. So we watched it together. And, wow, this movie's funny. You know, I like comedy. Steve Martin and John Candy, one of my favorites. Especially they're both in their prime at the time. It's about a young character played by Steve Martin who wants to go home for Thanksgiving from New York to Chicago. And, of course, he struggles to get there. He's taking planes. He's taking trains, automobiles, like the title. And an obnoxious slob of a showering salesman comes in and tries to be his companion by paying for a hotel room that he got for free or paying for lunch and dinner. And they end up meeting with each other again. And again and again. Yet there was one sound clip that hit me to the heart. And many people actually have come up to me and said, wow, I never heard of that clip. It's really good. It's actually a beautiful scene. And the scene is called You Want to Hurt Me. You have Steve Martin and John Candy. They're in the same bed at the hotel room the first night after their plane, you know, they got on the plane, the plane got canceled. And right now, he sees how John Candy, the character that he is coming out with, right? We got the names here. Steve Martin played Neil Page, and John Candy played Dell Griffith. You see Neil, the character, and you see Dell in the same bed. We see Dell, who's obnoxious, annoying character, bothering Neil to the point where Neil gets out of his bed. He's pissed off. It's been a whole day, and he is sick of his actions. Yet Neil did not think his words would allow Dell to speak his words too. And I think you might like it. Here it is, Sound Clip of Wisdom.
Why? What?
That's it.
If I don't clear my sinuses, I'll snore all night.
Gee, if your kid spills his milk, what do you do, slap him in the head?
What? What is that supposed to mean?
You're not a very tolerant person.
Look, you've been under my skin since New York, starting with ripping off my cab.
God, you're a tight ass.
How'd you like a mouthful of teeth?
Oh, and hostile, too. Nice personality combination. Hostile and intolerant. That's borderline criminal.
Screw you. You spilled beer all over the bed. You smoke. You mess up the bathroom.
Well, who let you stay in the room? I even let you pay for it so you wouldn't feel like an intruder, which you most certainly are.
Oh, I'm an intruder.
Yes, you're an intruder. I was having a perfectly nice trip until you walked into my life.
I walked into your life. Who was that who talked my ear off on the plane? Who was that? I'm curious.
Well, who told you to book a room? I did, out of the goodness of my dumb old heart. Boy, you're an ungrateful jackass. Well, go ahead, sleep in the lobby, see if I care. I hope you wake up so stiff you can't even move.
You're no saint. You got a free cab, you got a free room, and someone who'll listen to your boring stories. I mean, didn't you notice on the plane when you started talking, eventually I started reading the vomit bag? Didn't that give you some sort of clue, like, hey, maybe this guy's not enjoying it? You know, everything is not an anecdote. You have to discriminate. You choose things that are funny or mildly amusing or interesting. You're a miracle. Your stories have none of that. They're not even amusing accidentally. Honey, I'd like you to meet Dell Griffith. He's got some amusing anecdotes for you. Oh, and here's a gun so you can blow your brains out. You'll thank me for it. I could tolerate any insurance seminar. For days, I could sit there and listen to them go on and on with a big smile on my face. And I'd say, how can you stand it? And I'd say, because I've been with Dell Griffith. I can take anything. And you know what they'd say? They'd say, I know what you mean. The shower curtain ring guy. Whoa. It's like going on a date with a chatty Cathy doll. I expect you to have a little string on your chest, you know, that I pull out and have to snap back. Except I wouldn't pull it out and snap it back. You would. And by the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
You want to hurt me? Go right ahead if it makes you feel any better. I'm an easy target. Yeah, you're right. I talk too much. I also listen too much. I could be a cold-hearted cynic like you. But I don't like to hurt people's feelings. Well, you think what you want about me. I'm not changing. I like me. My wife likes me. My customers like me. Because I'm the real article. What you see is what you get.
You have Americans every day become addressed by some of these people who just come out at you and just give you a whole rant of how horrible that person is. You have young kids being bullied, thrown around, thrown on the floor. And what does every young kid and every adult do? They stoop down to their level. Why do we do that for? Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I do the same thing. You get angry at someone, you stoop down to their level. They cut you off, you should cut them off back. That's, if you jump off a bridge, I should jump off too. But we need to sit down and remind ourselves that it's not going to change anything. Maybe that's why the midterm elections is so important. Maybe that's why having a conversation without any cliche comments is so important. Just because they throw out a cliche comment doesn't mean you have to either. You don't have to be that guy. You don't have to be that girl. You just need to be yourself. Because you're yourself for a reason. Why change it? You were given a chance to go on Earth, be able to be something, change the world for 90 years, 100 years, maybe even longer. Because you were able to use your thoughts, your mind, your imagination, and bring it to the table and give it to doctors and give it to someone else who were able to create difference. Maybe you did it also. This clip has shown that. It's shown that I'm not going to be like you. I have no reason to be like you. Who wants to be you? I know who I am. People like me for it. And that's all that matters. A few people liking me could create a big difference. Because there are many who one small little crowd could create such a large one in seconds. That's how powerful one human being could be. I also love this clip is we forget to be confident in ourselves. We see so much negativity in society. You can't name me the last nicest story you saw in the news, but you sure can name me the last three bad ones. We see the economy falling. We see Congress and the president bickering at the end of the day drinking tea, and we're getting all the crap for it. And we start losing our confidence. Well, maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I'm not doing anything right. When you got tumbles of debt right over your head, if it's credit cards, if it's college, if it's your family member maybe entering a gambling ring when you know he or she wasn't supposed to, you start losing confidence in yourself and you start creating these traits. This clip reminded me, yeah, I may be a little overweight. People might think I talk too much, but believe me, they're not going to change who I am. I'm confident. I'm here for the real thing. I'm the real deal. We need more people like that. More people with more confidence. Imagine if we had more Americans who actually realize the confidence they have. If parents reminded their sons and daughters, and that's why I wanted to take this conversation with you, the confidence that you have. Yeah, I understand you might not get a job at first. I understand that maybe you didn't get the job you wanted, but be confident. You might get there. You might. Or you know what? In your situation, you will, because you're confident enough that you know you will. Many people don't believe they're confident to do something. Why do you think the participation rate in unemployment has sunk? No confidence. No determination. Confidence can bring out a branches of action, of adjectives, branches. Because you're confident, you're able to do this, 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 and that. We need more people like that. But of course, the society we live in, who would be confident? You look around and you see people trying to find work and can't. You walk around and you see fighting and bickering in the highest offices in the land. Just because you didn't lose some weight, people have to go on you? Why? I understand we live in a more healthy state, but if you want to eat Doritos, eat Doritos. If you want to have a birthday cake, you eat a birthday cake. Remember, it's all about you. It's all about you. And only about you. Yeah, I understand that if you're a little overweight, you know, is it good for you? Of course not. But it's your life. If you're confident and one day you feel comfortable that you will lose weight, you can. If you don't want to, that's fine. You do. It's a lot more than just losing weight, boo. I'm a little big, but you know I'm the one that discovered the medicine that saved your child's life. How a little big, but you know that I'm the one that discovered the medicine that saved your child's life. How about that? See, that's confidence. I'm not being cocky. Let's make it a point. That because I believed in myself that I can make a difference, and for the people who made fun of me when I was a kid, didn't matter. Because this is what I did. This is why we need more confidence. It's that simple. So, Andrew, what should we do to fix the economy? Confidence. Yeah, I say balanced budget and more infrastructure and term limits in Congress and creation of laws that will be given to businesses. Lower taxes and cuts in spending in places we don't need it. As long as the rich cooperate and many Americans don't lose what they already have that's helping them. Yeah, I believe in those. I can tell you what I want. I can tell you my 5-point plan in seconds. But I just realized something. Confidence is what we need. A little bit of self-ingenuity. That's what we need. A little bit of initiative. A little bit of power. That's what we need. The president can't teach you that. Congress can't teach you that. The parents of the United States can't teach you that. But yeah, you could. Remember that. Be confident. Remember the people who like you. Appreciate what you have around you. Because those little things can make something really nice. A few seeds can make a blooming flower. Use that in your next report. I promise you, you might get an A. And you might get a lot more than that. I want to thank my parents and my brother. I love you. Thank you. I want to thank Howard Forrest, my phone screener. Always a pleasure. I want to thank all the affiliates and all of the networks who allow us to go and do this program 24/7 when we're off the air. And I want to thank you, the audience, for listening to me 99 times. If it was a playback, if it was a replay, if it was a pre-recorded program, if it was a technical difficulty, and if it was doing this show every single week. It's going to be a lot of great things next week. Matthew Patrick at YouTube, Game Theory, the life of a YouTube star. He'll be on the program. Susan Samara at the Mara Foundation, Breast Cancer Awareness, the programs they are doing this month to educate a different perspective of breast cancer awareness. She'll be on. Ezekiel Jackson at WWE, he'll be on the program, and even some more people. And what's great is after each show, starting next week, we'll be launching out a newsletter. Our guests, our sound clips. You'll be able to get an email of everything that we are having. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we want you to be a part of it to the best of our ability. So until I see you again, join me. If you're in the air, come down. Don't be left behind. Just listen, Yo Andrew.
Yo and News Talk Show, every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week.
Feeling trapped in life, like you're just going through the motions but not loving where you're at? This week's sophisticated tip is to reconnect you with your heart's desire.
It's not just a cheesy saying. It's actually a vital part of a wholehearted life, to know your heart's desire.
Start by asking yourself, what do I most want today? Or what do I need most today?
Then allow the answer to come to you. Don't try to have your mind answer it. When you get the answer, though, follow through with it completely. In a couple of weeks, you'll be totally clear about what your heart wants.
Learn more or schedule a session by visiting
GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com. And call 206-420-8660.